Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. A few days ago when I was driving, I needed a little bit of gas, so I pulled over and got some gas at a local gas station. I'd been there before, but only a few times. I went to the counter and gave the man $20, then I went out and poured my gas. When it was over, I looked, and I noticed that I had been given $30 worth of gas instead of $20. So I went back inside, handed the guy a $10 bill, and explained to him that I owed him $10 because he had given me $10 worth of extra gas. He looked very surprised and thanked me profusely. And as I was driving away, I thought, why was he so surprised for me walking in and giving him that extra $10? And then I thought, why did I do that? And that's what this week's podcast is about. What are the benefits of being kind, loving, and honest with other people? Are there any benefits to doing that? And I'm not going to take it the normal route you probably heard, like, well, God's looking over your shoulder, or you ought to do that because your parents told you you ought to, you know, all the different things that are out there telling us we ought to do that. I wasn't doing that for those reasons at all. For me, it's actually very simple. What would I want to have happen if the roles were reversed? Let me repeat that. What would I want to have happen if the roles were reversed? Let's say I'm working at that gas station. I'm probably making minimum wage, and I sure didn't mean to give that guy an extra $10 worth of gas. And if he hadn't come back in and given me that $10, I might have gotten in big trouble, because that's a lot of money, and I could lose my job. And if I lost my job, it's hard getting another job in this economy, so I sure am glad he came back and gave me that $10. And after this example I just gave, it probably makes sense to treat others as I would like to be treated. I mean, after all, he could have lost his job, and he was a middle-aged man, so he might be supporting a family and barely getting by. He was really thankful when I came back in, so who knows what the effects of it would have been if I hadn't come back in. Now that's kind of the obvious benefit of helping others, being kind to others, being loving towards others, is that it just has good effects to everyone all around us. But in another way, a deeper way, it also has a good effect on me. As we go through life, we expect others to treat us in the same way we treat them. Again, we expect others to treat us in the same way we treat them. So, if we treat others in a loving, kind, honest way, we'll expect the same from other people in return. And that's how I view life. Because I try, and I do try, to treat others with honesty and kindness and respect, I do expect it back from them. Of course, I don't always get it, but I see that more as the anomaly, and usually I figure, you know, they're probably just having a bad day or a bad life. I don't need to judge them. I'll just hope it's better for them in the future. But I also want to share with you an amazing aspect of living life this way. Now, the only way you're going to find this to be true is if you try it out yourself, but give it a try and see if I'm right. Because I live my life this way, I really do expect others to treat me the same way back. So if I leave my wallet, my keys, or some personal item at an airport, at a mall, or somewhere, I expect it to be there when I get back for someone to have turned it in, and it usually is. I mean, really, it really almost always is. I don't know why. Maybe you think I'm just a very lucky person, but it's just usually there. Again, not always. But when it's not always, I just don't worry about it. I said, well, that's how life rolls. Sometimes we lose things, but mostly things turn out pretty good. Because that's the way I treat others. Most times, I treat others pretty good. Not always, but usually pretty well. Now, mind you, I may be deluding myself. Things may be stolen from me as equally much as they're stolen from you. People may be as dishonest to me as equally they're dishonest to you. But I just don't think much about it. I think, they're mostly like me, so I expect it back. And because I see life that way, that's how I experience it. If I go to the store and the clerk is somewhat rude, I just say, they must be having a bad day. Maybe I can do something to make it better. You never know. And sometimes I can. Sometimes, of course, I can't. But I'm not going to let their bad day ruin my day. That would be silly. I'd rather have a good day and keep it that way and be happy, since that's what this podcast is all about. How to be happy. And a big part of how to be happy is, if we treat others in kind, loving ways, we'll expect others to treat us the same way. Of course, they may not, but our expectations will increase the odds of it happening. And actually, we'll only be attracted toward those people that treat us that way. So guess what? With time, we'll start surrounding ourselves with kind, loving, honest people. It's kind of how it works. Here's another analogy that might help. I am very good at mathematics and understand statistics pretty well. So for me to go to Vegas and have a good time, gambling doesn't really work very well because I know they don't have to cheat, they don't have to rob me. All they have to do is get me to play the game, and if I play any game long enough, they're going to beat me. It's really that simple. So it's hard for me to go there and gamble. I mean, I may go there once in a while, but gambling just isn't something that I really have any attraction towards. So my understanding of mathematics shapes my interaction with the gambling world. It's really the same way with people. Because I have an understanding of people as being kind, loving, and honest, I be around people that are kind, loving, and honest. And those that aren't, I don't judge them. I just not around them. Like I don't gamble that much because it just doesn't interest me. Same way. If someone were to cheat me, if someone were to do something dishonest, I'd say, well, that's too bad. I'll learn from it. But I probably won't hang around that person very much. And in the same way, as I go through life, I expect people to be honest, to be kind, and loving. I'm more surprised when they're not, but I expect them to be that way. And guess what? That makes my day, my life, go pretty well. Really. So I shared a lot of my own stories today, but is there perhaps a message in here for all of us? Maybe. Let's take a look. There are many benefits to being honest, kind, and loving towards others. One is, that's what people get from us. And you never know the effects of the kindness you give towards others. There's a saying that I love, I really love. It goes, if you pull a blade of grass, the entire universe shakes. Again, if you pull a blade of grass, the entire universe shakes. We don't know what happens when we reach out in kindness and love. It can have great effects sometimes. So, if we're going through our days reaching out with kindness and love and honesty, you never know, we may be shaking the whole universe. But the second big effect is, then we expect people around us to do the same. And because of that, guess what? We'll start surrounding ourselves with people like that, who are kind and loving. And when we're in new situations, we'll expect it there too. And the good thing is, life will just flow better. It won't be so, my dukes are up, don't you dare get close to me or I'm going to punch you. It'll be more like, I sure like to give you a hug. I love you. Really. And one last thing may happen. Actually, things may just go better. Perhaps I'm delusional, but try it out. See if by having this approach of being loving and kind and honest with other people, that you find that life just flows better. And people are kind and loving for the most part. Sometimes we're not, sometimes they're not. But that's more the exception than the rule. Mostly, life just flows well. Thank you for joining me on this week's Happiness Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. If you'd like to contact me directly, my email address is drpuff@cox.net. Until next week, accept what is, love what is.